No action yet on a proposed rate hike for OG&E customers. A group of college students is challenging a ruling on an in-state tuition policy. And crews in Tulsa have wrapped up the latest round of historic grave investigations. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, November 6th. I'm Deborah Schar. Utility regulators have delayed a vote on a contested OG&E case that would raise monthly costs for customers. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on the Oklahoma Corporation Commission meeting.
The OCC is required by a new law to allow utilities like OG&E to charge customers in advance for a new natural gas infrastructure. OG&E hopes to use that to build new natural gas turbines at its Horseshoe Lake power plant, totaling more than $506 million. The utility is also seeking to collect costs from two power purchase agreements. The charges would start at 60 cents next year, totaling more than $4 in 2031. Representatives from the company say beginning the charges ahead of the project's completion would save customers $176 million in interest over the life of the project. But the regulators on Wednesday decided they needed more time to consider an agreement that eases the load on ratepayers. Groups like AARP and Oklahoma Industrial Energy Consumers have challenged the case. Commissioners have also said they worry about charging customers, like seniors, who won't benefit from the new projects for several years. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The OCC is planning to meet again on November 13th. It's been 2 months since a federal judge ruled Oklahoma students without legal immigration status do not qualify for in-state tuition. But as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, a group of such college students has filed a challenge to the ruling.
In August, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Oklahoma, backed by State Attorney General Gettner Drummond, cut off hundreds of students without legal immigration status from in-state college tuition, despite them graduating from high school in Oklahoma. Now, a group of students forced to pay out-of-state tuition prices for college where they grew up has dubbed itself Oklahoma Students for Affordable Tuition. They filed their intent to appeal the ruling late last month with the help of a Tulsa-based law firm, Lizama Law. There's just one problem. The federal government has entered its longest shutdown in history at 37 days. And that means that Department of Justice lawyers can't respond until Congress comes back online. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma has set aside millions in emergency money for food banks as the nation's largest food aid program is in flux. Anna Pope reports on the funding's status.
The state's two Feeding America food banks will split $1 million per week for 7 weeks or as long as the federal government remains shut down, whichever happens sooner. The shutdown has spurred uncertainty for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, a program hundreds of thousands of Oklahomans rely on to help afford groceries. Jeff Marlowe, CEO of the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma, says the bank will receive about $330,000 out of the million.
We are tripling, almost quadrupling our daily pick and orders that are going out of our facility right now. These are weights and orders that we've never seen before.
Funds from the state are expected to arrive at the food bank soon. Marlowe says the lion's share of the money will go toward its agency partners to serve its 24-county coverage area. He's thankful for the state money and says every dollar counts, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to the community's needs. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Critics of the state's plan say SNAP funds $30 million per week in groceries for Oklahomans. Another round in the search for graves of 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre victims has concluded. Researchers held a media update today to summarize their latest efforts. Remains of 80 more individuals were documented in Oaklawn Cemetery, with 9 meeting search criteria for exhumation. Forensic anthropologist Phoebe Stubblefield says her team will be determining characteristics of the deceased in the coming weeks.
So I'm hoping we'll get them through this process we're shooting for before Thanksgiving, but it's going to be very tight.
Stubblefield estimated that 8 of the remains are in good enough shape to yield possible genetic material that could be used for positive identification. Historians have said as many as 300 people died in the Tulsa Race Massacre when a white mob destroyed the prosperous neighborhood known as Black Wall Street. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.